Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Michael sits in a restaurant with Gloria and Edith.
Michael, for heaven's sakes, will you relax? This is a celebration.
Some celebration? We're waiting for over half an hour for
oh,
your father.
There he is. Here we are, Archie.
I see you there, Edith. How's a guy supposed to find this dump, huh? I've been wandering around the neighborhood for an hour.
Daddy, we gave you the address. And besides, Michael told you, just ask anyone for Pasquale's.
I did ask for Pasquale's. A guy takes me into a little joint, another guy tries to half-sole my shoes.
Daddy, I admit this isn't the fanciest restaurant in town, but it's our treat. And besides...
Yeah, that's right. You kids are springing for the tab. You sure you got enough money there, Meathead? I mean, dinner for four in a palace like this could cost maybe a buck.
A little layoff, huh, Arch? It's Ma's birthday. Can't you have some respect for the occasion?
Come on. Ain't to me. We never make no to-do about birthdays. A birthday's just the same as any other day in the year. Right, Edith?
Well, almost.
Well, what do you mean, almost?
I always remember your birthday, Archie.
Well, I remembered yours.
You did?
Certainly. I picked up the morning paper, and there was the date there, and I remembered.
Oh, thank you, Archie. That was very sweet of you. Oh,
you don't have to slobber me, Edith.
Daddy, don't you think you ought to propose a toast?
A toast? For what?
For Mom, for her birthday.
That would be nice, Archie.
I told you before, your mother and me don't make no fuss about birthdays. And can't we eat here? Hey, waiter, can we have a menu over here?
Before I read the menu, Mrs. Bellini wrote down what I should order in an Italian restaurant. Here it is, veal scallopini.
Is this my insurance payment here?
Oh, yeah. I must have forgot to mail it.
How could you forget? I gave it you 3 days ago to mail.
Well, she can mail it tomorrow, Daddy.
Tomorrow's no good. The premium payment is due in here today.
Archie, what are you worried about? Every policy has a grace period. They give you 30 days.
This is the 30th day, Meathead. Don't you know that insurance companies live to cancel out guys like me? What time is it? Look at this, 5:45. It's a good thing the Friedman building's only about 5 blocks from here. I'm going to hustle over and shove it under the office door.
Oh, Daddy, think of Mom. You're going to ruin her whole birthday.
She ruined it herself by not mailing this thing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, why?
Archie rushes off.
Archie's unbelievable. His wife's birthday doesn't have 1 ounce of sentiment about it.
Oh, Archie has lots of sentiment. You just got to know where to look for it.
In an upscale lobby... A black businessman in a blue suit presses the call button for an elevator. Seeing the floor indicator point to the basement, he presses the call button again. Archie approaches with the insurance letter and presses the button. And finds himself face to face with the black man. The elevator doors open, and they bump into each other as they join a pregnant woman and her husband.
8, please.
As long as I'm going to 8 myself.
Archie presses the button.
Wait, please, hold it.
I'll let her get another
close
car.
Close those doors. We're in a hurry.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope I didn't hold you people up. This is the slowest elevator in New York. I would have had to wait an hour.
Well, you didn't make it no faster just now.
The elevator starts to climb.
Oh, has this been a day? I tell you, nothing's gone right. This elevator's the first thing I've caught all day. When I left the house this morning, I stubbed my toe and I couldn't run, so I missed the bus. And then when I was in the ladies' room, my boss left for the day, so I missed getting paid. Would you press 4, please?
Lady, we just passed 5. Today's a wipeout for you, ain't it?
Well, let me out at 6.
The elevator lurches to a stop.
What happened?
It would appear the elevator has stopped.
Archie cocks his eyebrow at the businessman.
You figured that out, huh?
But what are we gonna do?
Take it easy now. Let me try some of these buttons over here. See if we can make a move. No, no. Let's see. This. No, nothing. No action. Well, it looks like the elevator is stuck.
You figured that out, eh?
What, you mean that we're trapped between floors? Well, what are we going to do? I wish I'd never come into this elevator.
Well, so do I, lady. It was him forcing that door open for you to cause this.
I didn't touch those doors. He opened the doors.
Yeah, well, him or somebody opened them anyhow.
Now,
tell him to put a lid on that Spanish back there. We're just making me nervous.
They come here to live, you'd think they'd learn our language and our customs.
Archie stares sideways at the black businessman.
You tell them about it. You speak their lingo, don't you?
What makes you think I speak their lingo?
Well, I figure you learned some of it living up in Harlem.
What makes you think I live in Harlem?
You look it.
What makes you think?
Gonna do? I mean, isn't anybody gonna get us out of here?
Well, there's usually a telephone in these things. Open that little door on your side.
Right, just let me handle everything, will you? There's usually a telephone in these things. I'll just open this little door over here. Find out. Just as I thought. Here it is.
Senor.
Operator.
Senor.
Operator, get off my back there, will you, Pedro? I'm trying to call somebody.
Senor. Senor.
Pedro, can somebody translate what I'm saying for this pig here?
It's not necessary, mister. This is speak English.
Well, then you ought to know. I'm trying to call the operator here. Operator?
I tried to tell you there is no operator. The telephone rings only in the janitor's room.
Well, the janitor is the guy I'm trying to get a hold of.
I am the janitor.
So you are the janitor, are you?
Yes, Carlos Mendoza. This is my wife, Serafina. Mucho gusto.
Hey, you're going to have a baby.
You notice.
Do you have baby, too?
Serafina pats Archie's belly.
Tell your wife to can a comedy, huh?
I'm Angelique McCarthy. Oh. How do you do?
Listen, sis, this ain't a cocktail party here. Forget the introductions, will you?
I'm rather fond of introductions. My name is Hugh Victor Thompson III.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Hello.
And you, what's your name?
I ain't gonna tell you my name.
Why? Is it a funny name?
No, it ain't a funny name. It's a name right out of American history, if you want to know. Bunker, as in the Battle of...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bunker Hill.
No, it ain't that name. It's just plain Bunker. Now, come on, let's cut out the social minorities here, huh? Hey, come on, you're the janitor around here. I mean, can't you do something to help us out?
Oh, yes, yes. I think there is one thing that I can think
well,
to do.
Well, come on, do it.
Carlos gazes up at the ceiling.
Our Father who art in heaven.
I don't know.
Let me explain something to you, please. This elevator breaks down very much. But nothing to worry about. Sometimes it starts by himself, and sometimes somebody pushes the button, and then it starts.
Well, good.
Sometimes no.
There's a trap door up there. Now, can't you go through that trap door and get help?
Yes, yes, but it's very dangerous. It's better that you wait a few minutes.
I can't wait. I gotta get up to an office upstairs now. Come on, give us help, quick.
Help, quick, help, quick, help, quick.
Jokes. Well, what are you laughing about? It ain't funny.
I don't think it's funny either. I'm very upset. Look, I don't want to scare anyone, but I have been known to be hysterical.
Oh, I don't want to hear. Tell a colored guy, huh?
You see, when things go wrong, I just... just fall apart. Little things like if a package doesn't arrive on time from Bloomingdale's, I could just scratch somebody's eyes out.
Oh, really?
Once I saw a snake, they had to put me to bed for 2 days. Now this, being stuck in an elevator. Oh, hold me. Hold
Angelique me. Throws herself into Archie's arms.
Listen, I'm a married girl.
You hold me.
Daddy, you get away from me. It's your fault. You never should have been on this elevator in the first place. What am I talking? I gotta get out of here.
So do I. I have to deliver an address at the Larchmont Rotary Club this evening.
Oh, who cares?
Larchmont cares. I'm the vice chairman of the Larchmont Rotary. I live in Larchmont.
Geez, I bet Larchmont is popping its buttons over there.
The lights go out. They come back on.
Hello.
Archie is nose to nose with Thompson.
What's the matter, Bunker? Afraid to face the future?
Listen, we're wasting time here. Now, Pedro, you gotta go through that trap door and get help.
Okay, if he's gonna keep you quiet, I go get help.
Hey, good boy, Pedro. Give you a boost up there.
I am not a boy. I am a man, and my name is Carlos.
Carlos, it is, Pedro. Anything you say.
Up there
and go through the door to the next floor and get some help.
Carlos climbs out of the ceiling hatch.
He's trying to get some help or something.
What's wrong, Mr. Mendoza?
Serafina grabs her belly.
Hey, sis, what's the matter with
it? I hope it isn't what I think it is.
What do you think it is?
I don't want to think about it.
Carlos drops back down.
I'm sorry, mister, but I can't reach the door. The elevator's too low.
Carlos, me están dando los dolores.
Ay, madre mía, Dios mío.
Are they talking about what I think they're talking about?
I think that's what they're talking about.
Pedro, your wife is thinking about having a baby here. You tell her to forget it. We're in an elevator, for God's sake.
How far along is she?
8 months.
That's too early, Pedro. No dice to her.
It's not too early for Serafina. Now, this happened to us one time before. We have Manolo on the way to Coney Island in a 52 Studebaker.
Well, let's not try the same trick in a 1918 Otis elevator, huh?
I'm getting hysterical.
Hey, Pedro, come on now. Tell your wife to put her mind on something else, understand?
Yes, I understand. Serafina, too, she understands. But the baby, he don't understand. I think he's gonna come anyway.
Oh, good night, nurse.
At the restaurant.
I wonder what's keeping Archie.
Oh, don't worry, Ma. He probably just had to fill out some forms for the insurance man.
Hey, Ma. Sure, Ma. You should be having fun. Drink your wine.
Oh, I wouldn't feel right starting without Archie.
It's all right.
Come on, Ma.
Well, maybe just a sip.
Sure, that's it.
Here you go. That's a birthday girl.
That's kind of tasty.
Happy birthday, Ma.
Oh, thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Mike. I think I'll have another sip. You know, that ain't bad at all.
Edith downs her wine.
My, I didn't realize I was so thirsty.
Let me pour you another glass.
Michael.
Gloria, it's all right. It's just once a year.
Just to quench my thirst, Gloria. These breadsticks are awful dry.
Sure. You're entitled. Ma, it's your birthday.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
She empties the second glass.
Oh, my, that's so good.
Edith licks her lips in the elevator.
Me with claustrophobia, acrophobia, 16 allergies, and a duodenal ulcer, and I'm still hanging together. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, don't believe it. You ain't hanging together that good.
Mr. Thompson, how long is it since the life span?
About 6 minutes.
Then they're coming faster.
Jeez, this is nuts!
Don't get panicky, Bunker. These people have had babies before.
But why can't they have them in a hospital? That's where I had mine.
I bet the hospital is still buzzing over that.
Mister, we already have 3 babies born in the hospital.
Yeah, that 3 ain't enough. He's got to have another one in a car, and now one in a building between floors. These people don't care where, when, or how many.
They don't seem to be interested in learning modern birth control methods, do they?
Oh, listen to this guy. That ain't the black calling the kettle pot.
Mr. Thompson, that's not very nice.
No harm intended, Mendoza. But it is a truism that you people do have more children than you can normally handle. My comment was purely socioeconomic, nothing personal.
Well, let me explain something to you. Huh? One, how many children we have is because we love each other. Two, you talk very intelligent, mister, but you're not so smart. Huh? Three, shut up your face. Nothing personal.
Attaboy, Pedro, you tell him off. You got to admit that Larchmont here is partly right about you's PRs.
Mr. Bunker, we do not like to be called PRs. We are Americans equal to you.
Equal to me? You ain't even equal to him. You ain't natural born here, Pedro.
Puerto Ricans are natural born, too.
Says who?
In 1917, the Congress of the United States says who? We are very good citizens. Dígame, puede ver la luz de la madre.
Hold it, Pedro. And when you sing that song, you're supposed to sing it in American, you know. I mean, we have a little respect here for our national anthem. Supposed to sing it the way it's roast, and only on patriotic occasions, like ball games and that. I want to tell both of you as minorities something, see? You both run a neck and neck in a baby-making derby. And no matter who wins the race, I lose.
Just a minute, Bunker. What do you mean you lose?
I mean I lose my hard-earned dough paying out welfare taxes.
I hand out more in tips than you pay in taxes. I have lifted myself from a slum tenement in Newark, New Jersey, to a four-bedroom, three-bathroom, split-level, contemporary ranch house on a corner lot with twin elms in Larchmont, New York. And having said that, I should like to end this conversation.
Well, whoopity-doo.
How long is it this time?
This one was 2 minutes shorter.
I mean, faster.
Much faster.
It's gonna happen, you know. She's gonna have that baby right here, right now, in this elevator. Can't somebody do something?
It's too late now. Somebody should have talked to Pedro back when.
At the restaurant.
That's a funny story, Mom.
Oh, your father was a scream when we was going steady. Never a down moment. You didn't know him then, did you?
No, Ma, I didn't meet him till after you two were married.
Of course. You wasn't born till we met. Oh, till after we met. Long after. I mean, he had to propose first. Oh, wait.
Edith sips her wine.
Why don't you hear how he done that? Oh, it was so funny.
Sounds funny.
Edith nods to herself.
Well, Ma, what?
Daddy's proposal of marriage.
Gloria, look, I'm getting a little worried about Archie. He's been gone almost an hour.
Who's gone?
Archie.
Archie's gone? Oh, yeah.
She stares at his empty chair.
I think Ma's getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that Friedman building, see if I can get Archie out of that insurance man's office. Ma, can you remember his name?
Archie Bunker.
No, no, Ma, I meant the insurance man.
Oh, it was a German name, Kraut something, because every time Archie got a bill, he says, that Kraut's putting the arm on me. Hinkelmeyer, that's the one.
Good. Hey, Hinkelmeyer, I'll be right back. I'll try to find him.
Hurry, Michael. Ma, are you sure that's the name?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That's the one, Hinkelmeyer.
She takes another sip.
Or Swanson.
In the elevator, Serafina lies on the floor.
Can you see, Mrs. Mendoza? Easy now.
We'll be very soon now.
Easy.
Jeez, I don't think I can get through this.
What are you so worried about? A baby being born is a beautiful and natural thing.
What, in an elevator?
Most men are squeamish about it. It's a funny thing. You know, my own brother took a whole course in natural childbirth with his wife. Then he started watching the delivery and fainted dead away.
I ain't gonna faint. Listen, during the war, and I mean a big one, I handle emergencies every day of the week.
KP or latrine duty?
When I was in the Army Air Corps, them were the only two places we ever used to see used guys.
As an officer in the intelligence service, I wouldn't have seen you at all.
Archie! Archie Bunker!
Hey! Hey, Mike! Is that you?
Where are you?
Hey! Hey, Mike! We're stuck up here in an elevator.
All right, hang on. I'm calling for help.
Yeah, all right. Hey, you hear that? That was my son-in-law down there. He says, hang on. He's going for help. So hang on. You hang on there too, little lady.
Okay. All right. Hold my hand.
I think it's the baby. It's coming.
Oh, no, no, no. Listen, we're going to be downstairs in a couple of minutes now. Wait, wait. Hold those. Stop them.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Mendoza. We're all here, and we're going to take care of you.
We're all going to help. Isn't that right, Bunker?
Oh, leave me out of this, huh? Hey, Mike, where the hell are you?
Now, hold my hand.
Yes,
and you push.
Oh,
push.
Oh, for heaven's sake,
will you look at that?
It's remarkable, absolutely remarkable.
Now, you hold my hand and push.
Come on.
Push.
Archie wilts in the corner, keeping his back to Serafina.
Please, I need something clean to put the baby on. Do you have a newspaper, please?
Yes, Bunker, you have a newspaper.
Yeah, I got the Daily News.
It figures.
Thompson takes the paper from Archie.
Oh, Mr. Mendoza, you're marvelous. Look how he does that, just like a doctor.
It's extraordinary. It's quite extraordinary.
Mr. Bunker, come and look. You mustn't miss this.
I've seen it in the movies.
Bunker, you should bear witness to this. It's an absolute miracle.
I know that, Thompson. Just tell me when it's over, huh?
You're missing something unique.
Fantastic.
Here it comes. Oh, here it comes. Now, watch the head. Carefully. Watch the shoulders.
Look at this!
Archie keeps his back turned.
Mr. Bunker, he's perfect.
Ain't it supposed to cry or nothing? That sounds kosher.
Come see my son.
Archie slowly turns his head. He allows a slight grin.
You got a little boy, you know.
Unbelievable. You should have been there. The elevator door opens up and there's five people standing there and a brand new baby boy. He was born right there in the elevator.
Born in the elevator, a baby?
Yeah, it was incredible. And a father, he was so happy. He was jumping up and down and hugging and kissing everyone, including Archie.
Daddy, did you really see the baby being born?
How could you miss in an elevator?
And you helped?
I was there.
Don't be so modest. You helped deliver a baby. Wow.
Well, I don't want to make myself out no kind of surgeon or anything, but I know how to handle myself in emergencies. That's all. I was the only one that had the Daily News when it was needed.
Daddy, we're all so proud of you.
I come out of it pretty good, I think. But that baby wasn't the only one born today, you know. Someone else has got a birthday around here. We're celebrating it now. And I want to propose a toast. Now.
I thought you didn't believe in toast, Daddy.
That was before. Eat it. You blasted it out of your mind.
Clinking his glass, Edith drains her glass.
Oh, boy. That was good, huh?
Yeah, it ain't such a bad restaurant after all.
Oh, I ate so much, my legs are full.
Ma, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ma.
Edith falls asleep at the table.
Look at Edith, she's all excited. Well, just because this is such a very special occasion, I am going to spring for the tap.
Oh, no, Daddy.
Archie, wait, I said I was going to spring.
No, let me do this. Now, let me do this.
I said I was
going to... Hold it, hold it.
Archie finds the insurance letter in his pocket.
I forgot to put the insurance payment under the door in the Friedman building. I got to hustle over there right now.
What are you doing?
Get over there right away.
He props Edith up.
Watch your mother before she hits the floor, huh?
Then runs off. Directed by John Rich, written by Alan J. Levitt, script supervision Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Roscoe Lee Brown as Hugh Victor Thompson III. Hector Elizondo as Carlos Mendoza. Eileen Brennan as Angelique McCarthy. Edith Diaz as Serafina Mendoza. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated, a Viacom presentation.